Countdown with George Rock.
This episode features Dash Cooper of the band Co-op. Here's their song, Overdrive. Back this week with an exclusive interview with Dash Cooper, who's the lead singer of Co-op. They're on the road right now touring the United States with Flaw. Dash is also renowned because he is the great Alice Cooper's son. What's going on, Dash? Welcome to the World Rock Countdown.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's going great. Firstly, let's talk about how big of a Star Wars fan you are. You're a Star Wars toy collector, and you've probably got that 1977 original Star Wars Death Star stashed somewhere in your closet right now.
Oh, you bet I do.
What's your favorite Star Wars installment? And I want to ask you, are you a fan of the new movies?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a fan of the new movies. I'm a fan of the old ones. I'm a fan of the prequels. I love all of them. I mean, I think they all have a little bit of good stuff in them. I mean, there's, you know, some stuff that we would rather not talk about, obviously, but, you know, there's some stuff that's good in there. And you bet, I have every single toy that was made except for the ultra rare ones from 1977 to 1983, and they're still put away.
Do you know how much the actual value is of the 1977 Death Star?
I think it was mint in the box was still like $600, $700 or something like that.
Because I couldn't find it on eBay. I was going to bring it up to you. So this is how I get my answer, I guess.
Those are hard to find. Mine's open because, you know, obviously I played with it when I was a little kid. But I actually do still have the little, there's this little tiny plastic piece that is like everybody lost for some reason. Like it was like a little stick with two rings on each end. And that was the thing that Luke slid down across the gorge with Princess Leia.
Oh, wow.
So that little piece is worth like $200 because nobody could hold on to it. I still have it.
I mean, I actually quite enjoy the movies myself. It's like a tradition every year now to go check it out every time I come out in the wintertime.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get to talking about music, let's learn about Dash. I want listeners to know and get to know you a bit. So are you married right now? Do you have kids?
I am married. I've been married almost 7 years, coming up here in April 16th, actually. In a couple weeks is my anniversary. My wife's name is Morgan. We have two twin boys. They're 3 years old. Their names are Falcon and Riot. And we have a third boy on the way in July.
And here's something that maybe your father probably keeps asking you. Are you ready to golf with him?
Oh, I've been golfing with him since I was a little kid. So I love golf, and we love playing together. It's awesome.
Does he prefer you being a rocker or a golfer? Which one would he want you to do?
Oh, absolutely. I think he would prefer to be both, because he's both. Yeah, he has the best job in the world. He gets to play golf in the morning and rock and roll at night. Who would want that?
I would love that. Your father is Alice Cooper. If you haven't known that by now, it's like I'm not like Darth Vader breaking the news to you, so it's not news to you at all.
No.
What's the best piece of advice he's given you in regards to playing music?
Oh, he has always just told me to keep continuing to practice and rehearse and, you know, keep with your craft. You know, he just said, don't stop if you still love it. You know what I mean? I mean, he's been doing it for, 50 years now. You know, he's 70 years old and still on tour. And I don't think if he loved it, he could do it anymore. So, you know, I think the biggest thing he instilled in me was a work ethic and just to keep plugging away until you get what you want.
Your father really puts on a live show, a really good live show. How important is this show? And has he taught you any tricks or given you any pointers about being on stage?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's one of the most charismatic frontmen in the whole business. And, you know, he's taught me how to have confidence and how to, you know, just get behind the mic and try and own the crowd. And I value that over like anything. It's one of the coolest things ever just to be able to have somebody who's actually been there and still there and knows exactly what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Do you hang out with Johnny Depp?
Yeah, I've hung with him a couple times, actually. Hung at his house a couple times during some Hollywood Vampire sessions, and really cool, down-to-earth guy. Really like him.
And you know what? Who would have known that he was so good at guitar? Like,
oh, man. Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people don't remember that he actually came to Hollywood to be a musician and not an actor. The actor thing kind of just happened. You know, he came with his band down from Kentucky, I think.
Oh, wow. What was the band called? Do you know?
You know what? I can't remember the name of his band, his original band. But I know that he came down to L.A. to be a musician, and I guess he was good friends with Nicolas Cage. And I think he went with him to an audition for a TV show just to hang out. And I think they looked at Johnny Depp and said, "We want him." And he's like, "Oh, I'm not an actor." And they just picked him anyway. And I think that was how 21 Jump Street started.
Oh, wow. I feel like that's happened a lot in Nick Cage's life, but he's had some success too.
Oh, heck yeah. Nick Cage is awesome.
Let's talk about your band, Co-op, The Origins. How long have you guys been together?
We've been around since about 2014. We've been jamming for a couple of years, and we've had a couple member turnovers and stuff like that. So now we've got the set band right now. It's Jeremy Tabor on guitar, Justin Swartz and Trooper on bass, Nick Spann on drums, and myself as the lead singer.
I think your self-titled album, we were talking about this before, has some stoner rock influence to it. Where do you draw your influence from, and what inspires you?
You know, we like to call it desert hard rock. We like to call it, you know, kind of a classic rock feel meets a modern overtone. We like the modern heavy guitars and stuff like that. And we're really, you know, influenced by all the great rock bands like that are out there still. You know, we still love Foo Fighters. You know, we still love, we listen to Rage Against the Machine all the time still. You know, we just love that heavy, chunky guitar.
The new record is set to drop in June. What can you tell listeners about it?
It's going to be heavy. It's going to be really heavy, hard rock. It's going to be, like I said, that classic rock with the modern overtones. We like to play guitar solos. A lot of bands don't like to do that anymore. We love the guitar solo. And it's going to be really gravelly vocals and just really well modern mix. And it's going to be, I think everyone's going to get a little bit of everything on that album.
If you can compare Co-op to any band out there, just to maybe for listeners who have never heard you before, to kind of draw them in, what band do you relate to?
You know, I always get asked that question, and you know, just sometimes I just never know, because everyone who talks to us, they're like, you know, you have this element of this, but you also have this other element of this. They're like, you know, you have like that Foo Fighters, you know, vocal, but you have this like Rage Against the Machine guitar, and you've got this, you know, heavy distorted bass. You know, they're like, we can't quite categorize you. And I think that's a good position to be in, actually.
You're on tour right now with an awesome band, one of my favorite bands, Flaw. And it seems that you're discovering some pretty cool bands on tour as well. Are those the openers that you're showing on your Facebook page?
Yeah, there was a couple openers that really caught our attention. Really great band out of Missouri called Boda. Those guys were really cool. We had a couple openers in St. Louis. One of the kids was a Stevie Ray Vaughan guy who's playing some great blues. And then the other night we had a kid named Eli, who was a guitar player, who literally was just, he basically mopped the floor with everybody because he was such an amazing guitar player. Everybody was so impressed with him. I mean, he's 15 years old.
Are there any more tours planned to support the new record?
Yeah, we're going to probably be out this summer once the record comes out June 15th. And we'll be out supporting it then. We're hoping to be on the East Coast or back in the Midwest again.
What's the record going to be called?
It's going to be self-titled, the first one is.
Who engineered it?
It was engineered by Mike Bolenbach at Fullwell Recording Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was mixed by Sam Hughes.
And finally, what's your golf score, your handicap?
I don't get to play as much as I used to, so I'm still right around that 7 or 8 handicap.
Oh, wow, that's way better than me.
Which isn't terrible, but, you know, my dad's playing 4 or 3, you know, 4 or 5. He's still got it.
Has he made the time to sit down and watch the Masters this coming weekend?
You know what? I have been on our overnights on the bus. I have been watching, trying to get the highlights, you know, whenever I can find a little bit of 4G connection, trying to get all those little, you know, all those little highlights. But I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch TV yet.
Who do you think will win?
You know, there's a lot of really good candidates this year. I would say a healthy Dustin Johnson would probably take it. You know, last year he got injured. Ricky Fowler's been playing really, really well. Jordan Spieth, you know, those top 5 guys, Rome, all those guys could easily take it.
I'm looking forward to see who wins, and maybe we can make a wager off the air here. But thanks a lot, Dash. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.